Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, will join us in about 10 minutes. This is Rich. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to talk about the Red Sox and the salary or the their payroll. And so Kurz is right. The Red Sox could spend much more money. But all politics aside, the MLB is set up sort of like a socialistic government. You know, they share local revenues. They share the national TV revenues, and there's really only 5 teams above the luxury tax this year. So Kurz is right. If you spend money, you're in the playoffs. And the top 5 teams that spent the most money that are above the luxury tax are currently in the playoffs. The bottom 5 that spend less than $100 million is only one team currently in the playoffs, and that's Tampa Bay. But my point is that for John Henry to spend money, I mean, there's no benefit besides them winning a championship because – the revenue is shared. There's no incentive. Yeah. And so it's tough for the owners. I can understand their part because they're like, why am I subsidizing all these other teams that aren't spending money and they're not, their payroll's under $100 million? So you kind of have to look at the guidelines that the teams are set up as within the MLB. Gregory.
Rich, it is when looking at it from a business model point of view, you do have to make it clear that this team has generally performed better when it comes to attendance than most any other Major League Baseball team. So they don't have an issue when it comes to revenue there. Like not the shared revenue part. So they don't get a pass from me on that because the place is generally always full and has been win or lose. But
they do share 49% of their local revenues from generating ticket sales and things of that nature. So they do share 49% of that. I agree. They don't get a pass. And if you want to play in a big market area, you got to spend like the Dodgers, the Mets, the Phillies, and you have to. And they're not doing it. But I can also understand why they're not doing it. They've won how many championships over the last 15, 18 years? And so you kind of got to be happy about that. But I just want to say one more thing, Greg. This is Madeline's dad. I met you guys at the Springfield Roadshow. You played a song for us.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That's great. Say hi to Madeline and tell her we thank her for listening to the show when she is forced to by you. I think it was on the way to school. He said on the way to school.
She had to go to school. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
And Greg, I mean, I think reading up on this just quickly here, that the potential is, or the theory is, that John Henry and owners are going to be pushing for a salary cap in the next CBA. The CBA ends at the conclusion of next season, December 1st, 2026.
Yeah.
So maybe if he's in this position trying to get other owners to get in line with the salary cap, then how can he be out of there, you know, spending money like crazy if he's the one telling everybody there's a problem?
This is wild to say, but is Robert Kraft suddenly back to being the best owner in the city of Boston currently?
I think he might be.
Now let's pump the brakes a little
bit.
Who else would you argue?
I mean, Bill Chisholm hasn't done anything.
He just got rid of two of your better players.
He just had a massive salary dump on a team that won a title a year ago.
Yeah, a guy who couldn't play anymore because he's either injured or sick, has the long vid, and then you got a good return for the other guy.
Yeah, KP stands for can't play.
Well, as of right now, where we stand, I think it is Kraft by default, but if you were looking at, like, the you know, big picture of what it was, we probably were leaning more towards Wick, and then we were leaning a little bit more towards Henry at the beginning of the season.
It was Wick by a landslide.
Right.
It was.
But then it was like the Henry and them at the beginning of the season when they had Bregman and they had all these other guys. Now, the whole Devers thing has kind of made them take about 10 steps backwards.
It's crazy, though, because Robert Kraft is probably at the top of the mountain right now because of the Mike Vrabel hiring. But at the same time, he should probably be at the bottom because of how he treated his last coach and the decisions he made there. Very interesting how just getting rid of one guy who you kind of screwed over to bring.
And if Cora gets fired, which we think is a legitimate possibility, Mazzulla is now the longest tenured Boston coach.
And the crazy thing about the Kraft situation, it really is only because of the Vrabel hire. Yeah. Because if you were to look at what they did this offseason, people are complaining.
Yeah, well,
like,
I mean,
why didn't you pay anybody?
But people, they had the pick. They had a good pick, and people are excited, I think.
Well, but
about
that's
Will
not
Campbell.
Really on Kraft.
No,
though.
I mean, no, it's on Gerard Mayo.
Right, is it? Like,
and it's on Gerard Mayo that they didn't have the number one pick, also. All right, anyway, yes.
No, I was just going to say the owner element becomes the free agency stuff and who you're paying. And if you look at it, it was another year of New England not wanting to go after DK Metcalf, not wanting to go after some of these other plays because they didn't want to spend.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Thank you, Robert. All right. Craig Breslow next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.